This is VOA News. We have Marissa Melton, a pro-Trump state lawmaker who filmed himself storming the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday, and an Arkansas man who was photographed seated in the office of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are among more than a dozen rioters charged so far by federal prosecutors. The charges are part of a far-ranging investigation into Wednesday's attack on the Capitol, federal officials announced on Friday. Derek Evans, a Republican member of the West Virginia House of Delegates, was charged with entering a restricted area on the Capitol grounds. Evans broadcast a Facebook Live video of himself breaking into the building. In an earlier video posted on Facebook, now deleted, Evans warned that the rioters would storm the building. The state lawmaker's participation in the riots has prompted calls for his resignation and has drawn criticism from the state governor. Evans' lawyer said in a statement to CNN on Thursday that it wasn't apparent to Mr. Evans that he wasn't allowed to follow the crowd into this public area of the Capitol. Arkansas resident Richard Barnett's photograph showing him seated inside Pelosi's office with his foot propped on a desk became an iconic image of the rioting. Federal officials say Barnett was arrested in Little Rock, Arkansas, Friday morning and charged with entering the speaker's office, where he left behind what he later described as a nasty note. Court documents show he faces three counts: knowingly entering and remaining on restricted grounds, violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds, and theft of public money, property, or records. Barnett faces up to 1 year in prison. The two men are among 13 people charged so far in federal court in the District of Columbia in connection with the rioting. More on that story at our website, VOA News. This is VOA News. Deutsche Bank AG will pay nearly $125 million to avoid U.S. prosecution on charges it engaged in foreign bribery schemes and manipulated precious metals markets, the latest blow for the bank as it tries to rebound from a series of scandals. Germany's largest lender agreed to the payout as it entered a three-year deferred prosecution agreement with the U.S. Department of Justice and a related civil settlement with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Almost all of the payout relates to charges Deutsche Bank violated the Federal Foreign Corrupt Practices Act over its dealings in Saudi Arabia, Abu Dhabi, China, and Italy. That's according to court papers. Nearly two-thirds of the payout is a criminal fine. The settlements were made public on Friday at a hearing in the federal court in Brooklyn, New York. A bank spokesman said the bank takes responsibility for its past actions. The actions in question occurred between 2008 and 2017. Reports this week of a senior Ethiopian military official's comments that security forces from neighboring Eritrea entered the fray in northern Tigray region backs what U.S. officials and outside observers have been saying for weeks, based on satellite evidence. Since the conflict in northern Ethiopia began in November, the federal government and the Eritrean governments have denied that Eritrean troops are operating on Ethiopian soil. Early reports of Eritrean troops on the ground include diplomats who cited satellite evidence, intercepted communications, and anecdotal reports. Later, a U.S. State Department spokesperson who was asked to verify those claims said the department is aware of the reports and views them as, quote, a grave development. He said they urge any such troops to be withdrawn immediately. And Sudan took another big step this week toward rejoining the international community and losing its label as a pariah state by officially signing an agreement to normalize relations with Israel. Sudan, which once hosted al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, had already agreed to improve relations with Israel, but it made the deal official on Wednesday when visiting U.S. Treasury Secretary Stephen Mnuchin and Sudan's justice minister signed the Abraham Accords in Khartoum. The agreement is aimed at boosting relations between Arab countries and Israel. As part of the deal, the U.S. removed Sudan from its list of states that sponsor terrorism. Mnuchin also signed a pledge to give Sudan a $1 billion bridge loan to help Sudan clear its debt with the World Bank. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.